The Israeli media report in the Haaretz newspaper is very specific on detail. It says that the Israeli army police are not going to investigate it. The reason for that is because it would be a criminal investigation, and that in this current political climate is simply untenable for the Israelis. They cannot investigate a serving Israeli army soldier in an active military operation. That's something they just won't do. The Israeli army don't want it because it will be something that will give the Israeli soldiers pause for thought next time they do something, if they're able to be prosecuted for anything that happens. It's unpopular amongst the Israeli public. They want to see their soldiers as being moral, as being people who don't commit crimes. And finally, it's something that the Israeli government doesn't want because it'll lose them support. It'll get their rank and file riled up, and it'll probably make things very difficult for them, something the opposition will jump on. The Palestinians, the family, they were all expecting this. They thought that they would never see an investigation. Indeed, the family have issued a statement. It's worth me reading it to you. "We were expecting this from the Israeli side. This is why we didn't want them to participate in the investigation. We want to hold whoever's responsible for those accounts accountable. We urge the US in particular, since she is a US citizen, and the international community to open a just and transparent investigation and to put an end to those killings." So no surprise from the family, no surprise from Palestinians.